Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
If you were listening to Mpundo's clip, or rather the news bulletin as a whole, at 6 o'clock, you will have heard an excerpt from this.
We have been cooperating with business as we execute our reforms because they have a role to play. Business does play a key role in the economy of our country. The private sector's participation in our economy is about 70%. So they are a major player. And as a major player, we work with them on a cooperative basis where we work together and we listen to others, each other's views, and we take decisions to move the country forward. But what will not happen is for any business to give orders and to dictate what should happen, because that space is the space that is occupied by people who have been elected by the people of South Africa. Business is not elected. People who are in parliament are the ones who've been elected to represent who? The views of everyone, including the views of business people in the country. So the extent to which we cooperate with business must be understood to be a process and a relationship of cooperating to take the country forward and not to dictate to one another. And that we will never allow. We are only dictated to by the people of South Africa. Finish and clear.
Very, very, very strong statement. And I agree with him. But before I tell you whether I agree with him or not and why I agree with him, I've got to ask you a question. Which is more important, right? Political freedom or economic freedom?
Yo, I think they're both equally important. You need the political freedom in order to make sure that democracy still becomes, you know, is still respected. Mm-hmm. Because the moment you don't have political freedom, then you have a dictatorship, and that becomes a problem. But at the same time, you need economic freedom, because when a country is not economically viable, then you're going to have instances of poverty. You're going to have people that are in the middle class and struggling. And there's no country that wants to function without being economically viable.
Yeah. So we've got examples, right, from all sides of countries that threw the middle finger at business and private sector, and look where they ended up. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, for example. Mm-hmm. Right? So people were politically free there and economically free for a long time, up until 2000. 2000, they started to expedite land reform. And because there were agreements that had been made with the UK back in the 80s, they felt like those agreements had not been honored. And so Robert Mugabe started enforcing them. Mm. When he did that, you already know what happened. Sanctions were imposed, yeah. Economy tanked. They haven't recovered up until now. So what say you?
Now, I'm leaning towards economic freedom. I think we live in a country where we fought for political freedom and we have it, and look at where it has ended, you know, where we've ended up with all the political freedom and not economic freedom. And then I've been to a country where there's not much political freedom, like China, mm-hmm. but there's economic freedom. And China is a better place to live in, honestly speaking, even though you can't just speak outright about
so
the government.
So that's okay to live in a country where you can't just speak.
But I feel safe, and I'm not going to get robbed, and my kids are eating and sleep on a full stomach. Have definitely.
Actually, it is okay, Impo.
No,
definitely.
No,
not everybody's meant to be talking on the side of their mouth. Valid. Too much freedom is bad for
true.
You.
I get that, but have you seen the houses in which people live in China?
Yeah,
have you seen the coffins in which they live?
Have you seen the houses people live in here in South Africa?
Have you seen the sheds?
That's my point.
And some of them don't even live in houses.
Aye, guys. Whoa. Mina, I would rather have both. I'd rather have both.
No, Pela, obviously you'd rather have both. But yeah. We're talking, you've got to choose one here.
No.
Economic freedom. I have to be honest. Then we are all safe. There's no haves and have nots. And then the haves are always walking with their, you know, pockets clutched by their hands, and they're clutching on their phones. And
it's really because of this. Let me explain this in a better way, Saul, right? Without economic freedom, you have no political freedom.
True.
Just simple as that. Whereas you can have economic freedom and
without political freedom.
Yes. You definitely can.
True.
And you can even, you can cushion yourself against the perils that come with that bondage of politics.
Mm-mm, I disagree.
Tell me why.
Both. You need both. Because if we go back when we didn't have political
freedom. Yeah, but guys, listen. Of course we need both. No, I'm asking if you had to choose between one and the other. What's wrong with you guys?
We can't. It cannot.
But you can. Okay, first of all, wait. Okay,
let's not create a scenario where we must.
But you are choosing. Right now you're choosing.
No, I'm not choosing.
There's only two ways. You are choosing.
Okay, we're choosing to say.
Right now you're choosing.
No, they will go together. We need
but they're not going together, guys.
They do. ISIS.
They're not going together. I'm telling you the truth. You guys are out here talking about some kind of panacea with things.
Ideal world.
Yeah. No, man. Those things aren't going together. Right now, the private sector is dictating how things should run.
Not necessarily. Because if we look at that specific letter, I don't know how we can arrive at a conclusion that they were trying to dictate political terms to the ANC.
I'm not talking about the letter. I'm talking about the reality that people live in now.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, first of all, you obviously just arguing to win a point here.
No.
Because are we not the same people that sit here and speak about the economy still remains in white people's hands?
Yeah.
So now what are you saying?
No, but we've got reforms. No, but we've got reforms. They may be slow.
But are those reforms working?
Not for everyone.
So the millions of black people that live in squalor, are those people economically free? What are you guys saying right now?
They might not be economically free, but even then, it didn't take 30 years for us to get to where we are. So we're not going to expect things to change in 30
years. But they've been politically free for at least 30 years. That's my point. 31 years and counting. And still, they've got no access to the economy. So I'm asking you, if we were to go back to 1994 and I asked you, do you rather have political freedom or economic freedom? Don't tell me you want both. You didn't get both. So choose one now.
No.
It has to be economy, guys. Because you fix that, you fix so many things that are wrong with the country. Crime, corruption, all these things.
Do you?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't have any of that if people are economically free. Come on, man.
We've got police that take bribes. We've got police that rob people, literally, because of the lack of economic freedom.
What makes you think there's no corruption when people are economically free? Because I feel like the corruption then goes at a higher level.
Well, yes, there will always be corruption. You are correct. Okay, so let me explain in another way. Basically, money will cushion everything that you experience in life, right? So even though there will be high-level corruption, which will be state-to-state, for example, it won't adversely affect your life as badly as you are being affected now. It doesn't mean that your kids are not going to go home hungry. None of that's going to happen. There will still be corruption, and then people will self-enrich, but the floor of poverty will be a lot higher. This is what happens in first-world countries. Switzerland has corruption.
Yeah.
But the people that live in Switzerland have an awesome life.
You know, I believe politics are the foundation of any economic system. So I still hold the view that you cannot separate the two. You cannot.
Okay. Let us know and give us a shout. 086-00-00959. Fundo, there's going to be a guy from KZN. He always sends us a voice note about you. He says you like to live in this utopia. I'm sure he's listening and I'm sure he's going to send us a voice note even now. No, conceal. What is this?
Without economic freedom, was not next. Economy still remains 10% about. That is why Australia and Amanje, we are forced to school in English, whether but it's democracy or not. Up until economic freedom, the band will keep on detecting to us. Because even the language is 8, depend on economy. Because I'm
Zulu. 100%. There's no bigger freedom that comes with having money, Inje.
No, I think we've tried political power for the last 30 years. I think let's try the economic power. You see, even funny so, I believe 40% of these unemployed people, they must just vote economic power. I have just seen what's going to happen.
So, Mfundo, you spoke about how the basis of any freedom is political, right?
Yes.
You've seen how politics in this country plays out. You've seen how people get into power.
Mm.
What aids them in doing that?
No,
when you go to conference, what happens?
No, don't talk about money. I know that's where you're going. But still, let's not lose the plot here. What we're saying is that...
Which politician has succeeded without money?
We start with a political system. We vote the politicians in. And they will then dictate the economic system, which we will live under.
How does the political system work without money?
No, Sizwe, it hasn't always been about money. I mean, the ANC...
worked with money.
Pre-1994, not necessarily.
Yes, they did.
No,
guys,
no,
when they were in Lusaka, they were using money from the Lusakan government, right? Or the Zambian government. No, and then in 1985, when they started negotiating with Anglo-America and all those big corporates, it was because they realized they needed money. It's always been about money. Even when they flew back to South Africa.
No, those
guess
were,
what? They had to be sponsored to fly back because they
donations.
Had no money.
But those were
yes, but that's money.
Season.
That's
but then
money.
You've got the politicians that come first. We vote in the politicians. We go through their manifesto, and that dictates the political. I mean, the economic system we will live under.
And did those donations come without any strings attached?
Well, that's a story for another day.
They
that
didn't.
Honestly is a story for another
no,
day.
No, they didn't. I can also point out exactly I mean, what strings those things came with.
You could also say that the politicians went to the business community and lobbied them and told them of the economic system they would introduce, and then they bought into that.
No.
You get me?
The business people approached the ANC.
We don't have
no, I do.
Around that.
This I know.
Because what we would say, ideally in the ordinary world, you would have the politicians lobbying the business sector and then pitching to them what economic system we will live under if they were to come into power.
Why would you lobby somebody you don't need?
How do you not need business? How do you not need the business community? Because if you're going to go to different provinces and campaign, you need money.
Thank
it's
you.
Just no, but for transportation,
thank
season,
you.
Nothing else. It's not that you're bribing community members. It's just for
I didn't say anything about bribery. You just brought up bribery.
No,
I mean, I said, how does politics function without money?
No, but politics comes first and then the money second, or at least politics first, the economic system second.
I'm inclined to think we cannot do without both. It has to be political freedom first and then economical freedom. Because if we did not have political will, then we would have people like Elon Musk that would just come and drive the economy without following our political ideologies. So we really cannot do without both.
Okay, that's fine.
Fundo is right. Can't have one, you have to have both, or else bangazenze ilanje. Corruption in a new guy, even GIA. So I think we need both so that the other monitors and governs the way the other operates.
Mpo and Fundo's views, I think you guys can reconsider. But just listening to you guys just made me realize why Eve went and picked an apple when she was not supposed to. Like, it's the, I don't know, the thought pattern is interesting.
Anyone who thinks political freedom is better than economic freedom is speaking from a place of privilege, and they don't know what they're talking about, quite honestly. Because at this moment in time, I would rather be economically free. I don't care about being... I don't care about politics in general. I'd rather be economically free. What does being politically free even mean? Talking, how does talking about the government benefit mean anyway? It really doesn't.
Okay, so it's not that you don't care about being politically free, right? You should care about being politically free. But what we're saying is being economically free will buy you the comforts that politics would obviously try to, enact upon you.
And also, a lack of economic freedom will always be dehumanizing. But yeah. A lack of political freedom, not all the time will you be dehumanized or not be afforded dignity.
How about Mpholi Nomfundo? Guys, situation, you know, it's a halal in South Africa. We do have the political freedom, but we don't have the economic freedom. And look at how things are. Things are bad, like bad. All we know is to talk on social media. And then what? Guys, economic freedom, kia ona. Now I'd rather have economic freedom over political freedom because I think it's the next. Like,
hi, it's Nixie,
guys.
Hey, John, hi, good. Yeah, I would choose economic freedom because of what happened after Kuvo delivery budget speech. The entire shares, they tanked. They tanked in J. Yonkin to be good read. It was a bloodbath the JSE to show which business has power and to show which Yibaba runner our economy. So now we are faced with a situation whereby we're going to pay more for food, we're going to pay more for fuel. So let's sort out the economy. The politics is born after, the democracy is born after. Let's stabilize this.
Yes, even in the US, for example, you've seen the markets tank. We've seen markets and business and the economy dictate who people are going to vote for. So how can you not say that the one doesn't drive the other?
No, guys, I would rather be politically free. Because with political freedom, you can maneuver to get economic freedom. But if ever we're talking about economic freedom, if we check South Africa back then, pre-94, economy was stable, Irandi, Belingekos, so weak, but we were oppressed. So now we have political freedom, and through political freedom, we can maneuver to get economic freedom. That's my two cents.
Yeah, but that's also a false dichotomy, right? In apartheid days, yes, you can say the economy was stable, but did you have access to a stable economy? No.
Hi, guys. Usizwe noSol are talking about capitalism in an economic system, not necessarily freedom, right? So you'd need political freedom because it gives you the option for you to speak out against capitalism and all those type of things. Otherwise, you have an oligarchy where the capitalist or in an economic system control everything. Nakhona lapho, you won't be happy with your mind because I'm a thousand years, Elon, who's a trillionaire. So you need political freedom or consciousness.
Okay, so what's speaking out going to help you with? This is my question. You need something that yields results. At the end of the day, you can speak out all you want, but you're speaking out at the end of the day. You can speak out to Katale. So, okay, Angazi, you can decide.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.